Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy as a sponsor. Again, go to ironpigsmoke.com later this morning. Tomorrow, if you're listening to the show from 6 to 9, you'll be hearing him on again tomorrow morning. Go to the website, purchase a $30 gift card. The prices are already sliding down. If enough people buy a gift card, you'll end up being charged $19.99, $20 for a $30 gift card. Great stocking stuffers, or maybe a business friend that you would like to earn some brownie points with. Get them a $30 gift card. They'll think you paid $30 for it. You paid $20. Get a discount. I love discounts. I am all about the discounts. Another sponsor we've had a long time with us, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Go to his website as well, MyPillow.com, and shop away. Make a list of all the people that you need to buy gifts for. Buy them slippers. The slippers are fantastic. Buy them the new MyPillow 2.0. The new one is unbelievable. The outer shell totally keeps your head cool at night. No sweating on the pillow anymore. Not having to turn it over at 3 o'clock in the morning because it's sopping wet. The Giza Dream Sheets, the towels are unbelievable. One thing on the towels, as soon as you get them from the factory, wash them. Use a lot of fabric softener, the liquid type, as well as the fabric sheets in the dryer. These things balloon, fluff up, become so absolutely absorbent, it's unbelievable. And soft, absorb the water, get out of the shower, and just barely touch it against your body and you're bone dry instantly. Best towels on the planet. Just shop away, fill your cart up with everybody. I'm talking $1,000 worth of gifts that you're giving away. Go to checkout. Go and see how much money you've spent on the website, MyPillow.com. Go to the promo code box and put in Trucker Randy, one word, no space, up or lower, doesn't matter. Put in Trucker Randy and hit apply. And see how much money it's actually going to cost you. You can buy gifts for everybody you know, everybody you have on your Christmas list, probably for $400 or $500. Comes shipping right to your house. Big box, couple of boxes. Get your wrapping paper out and your tape. Go into the bedroom, go to your office, go to your basement, go to your garage, go wherever you got to go and wrap the gifts. Put people's names on them, and you are done shopping for the year. Forget Black Friday sales. This is 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items at MyPillow.com if you use the Trucker Randy promo code. Appreciate Mike as a sponsor. Ian Murphy, all the other sponsors we have, greatly appreciate you guys. Getting back to this conversation this morning. One of our listeners in Sheboygan, total agreement with you, Trucker Randy, regarding boycotting these mask businesses. He goes on to say, we need Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig guy. He needs to be in Congress. No, he doesn't. No, we've got some other people that are going to be running for office that we need to support. We need Ian Murphy open, leading the cause for restaurants in Michigan. We need him to be the spokesperson, if you will, for the Michigan Restaurant Association. We need him to be standing up to Lansing for all the restaurants, bars in the state of Michigan. That's kind of the direction I'd like to see Ian go personally. Could you imagine if he was the president of the Michigan Restaurant Association? Governor Whitmer, Elizabeth Hertel of the health department would lose their minds if Ian Murphy became the president of the Michigan Restaurant Association. Unbelievable. With regards to the coup d'etat, this is coming from a few state committee members of District 2. Andy Seabolt and this Bree woman. I don't even know who the heck she is. Adam DeAngeli and Shane Trejo. And also, I believe there's one person in Macomb County, my source is telling me. I want the name of the person in Macomb County. My brother is a precinct delegate in Macomb, and we also have Brian Pennebaker, very active in the Republican Party there in Macomb. I want the name of that person. Get me the name. We will expose these people and call them out. Longtime loyal listener Anita, reporting in for duty down in Florida, listening to the show on the website, I believe, yourdefendingfathers.com or the TuneIn app, says, I think Pete Hoekstra is simply looking for titles behind his name to enhance his con sessions, trying to re-jumpstart for his own self-importance. This scuffle with Christina to help increase his power to get his visibility back out there. After all, he's been out of the limelight and doesn't like the lack of front page news with his name on it. Well, Pete Hoekstra got heavily involved down there in Green Township, taking on the Goshen Chinese Communist Party's battery plant. He kind of helped organize those concerned parents, concerned citizens that took over and replaced the entire Green Township board. Just so you know, I don't know if you caught it in the news, but two of the board members resigned because they were facing a recall. They just said, that's it. We're done. I've had enough of this. Can't handle the heat in the kitchen. They got out. The other remaining five, including the supervisor, the clerk, the treasurer, and two other trustees, were voted out in this past election we just had a couple of weeks ago. They replaced them all. They threw them out. They now have a complete board, supervisor, clerk, treasurer, trustees, a complete board of no party affiliation individuals. They didn't want to run as Republicans. They're never going to run as Democrats. So they filed with no party affiliation and basically ran on this issue. And guess what happened? The township residents of Green Township gave them almost 80% of the vote. They threw the board out. That's a mandate. That is an absolute mandate of how you get organized, you put up good candidates, and you vote them out of office. It is the exact model, folks, that we, as part of this show, are going to do next year. School boards, county commissioners, county sheriffs, county clerks, we are going to get educated. Many of you are attending this Robert's Rules of Order, Michigan State Constitutional Training. We're going to do it. Jay's Sporting Goods. Registration is closed. If you haven't gotten a ticket yet, it's too late. Now, there is, I believe, 4 seats available through the Sheboygan County Republican Party and up to 20 seats available through the Presque Isle County Republican Party. If you would like a ticket because you didn't hear about it or you were just too lazy to do it in time, this past Saturday was the deadline. If you live in Sheboygan County, text me Rick, and I will send you Rick Silva, the chairman's phone number, to see if those 4 tickets are still available that you could get one. You'll reimburse the party $35. If you live in Presque Isle County and you missed the registration deadline, text me Darren Darga, the treasurer. He's the one keeping the list for the chairman, Bob Britsky. He is keeping a list of the 20 seats they have available. The books and the guides are here. Our last batch of order coming, and we are in the process right now of getting all the materials organized, boxed up, ready for you guys to check in at 9:30 on Saturday, December 2nd at 9:30, Headwaters Conference Room at Jay Sporting Goods, 1151 South Otsego Avenue. We greatly appreciate Jay's Sporting Goods allowing us the use of their Headwaters Conference Room. Doors will open at 9:30. You'll get your materials. You'll get in your seats. We will start at 9:59 and 50 seconds. And we're going to go until 12:30. Many of us are going to head over to the Iron Pig and have lunch together. It's going to be a great day. Saturday morning, this will be a crash course. You're going to get the materials. You're going to get the training necessary to understand the basics of the Roberts Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. And you're going to understand exactly what you do when you have a majority vote on any board in or any organization. You are going to be loaded for bear. Final segment of hour number 2. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. I got a text message from Chip, one of our listeners. He wanted to attend, and for whatever reason, he missed the deadline of this past Saturday. He wants to buy a ticket from the Presque Isle County Republicans. They purchased 20 seats way back in their previous monthly meeting. Thank you, Mr. Bennett, for making that motion. They bought their 20 seats, and I don't believe they've assigned those out to people. I don't think they've sold them to anybody. There's a couple of seats I know spoken for, but you need to talk to Darren Darga. He's the treasurer for the Presque Isle County Republican Committee Party. I will text you the screenshot of his contact information. I also did a screenshot for Rick Selva. They have 4 seats. I know they were hoping to get young people to take their 4 seats, but I will do a screenshot for Rick Selva, the chair of Sheboygan County as well. But I will text you back, Chip, his number. Or no, not Chip, I'm sorry, Chris. So I will text you his number right now so that you can get a hold of him. Actually, text him, then call him and leave a voicemail message. I believe he's at work right now. That phone number for Darren Darga, 231-489-9254. That's his cell phone. So call and text him. And hopefully, Chris, you'll be able to get one of those seats from the Presque Isle County Republican Party. Great group of patriots. Totally support the Presque Isle County Republican Party. Sheboygan County Republican Party, Mackinac County Republican Party, Chippewa County Republican Party, Charlevoix, Antrim. Not really supporting Otsego in the chaos circus going on there. And obviously, I don't support the Emmett County Republicans. You guys completely dropped the ball in getting the patriots elected in leadership roles there. But you learn from your mistakes and you move on. After November of this coming year, 2024, there'll be a new election. You need more patriots to be precinct delegates, and you need to take over those county parties, Otsego and Emmett, and get rid of these rhinos that are running them. But it's okay. We did pretty good, actually. Out of the 9, we took control of 7. again, Otsego and Emmett? Not yet, but it's coming. Oh, baby, is it coming. Next year, this is going to be an absolute tidal wave. What these people are attempting to do against Christina Crammel, we're going to contact our state committee members. We're going to tell them to knock it the heck off. These people need to get behind her and the state party if they want a snowball chance of winning with state party funds next year's election. If they want to help take that U.S. Senate seat. If they want the president of the United States to win our state, they need to unify. They need to get behind this chairwoman, Christina Crammel, in the things that she's trying to do. Stop being racist because she's black. Stop being sexist because she's a woman. And stop being a Satan worshiper just because she's a Christian and believes in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When I find out who you people are, I'm getting so mad my throat's closing up. When I find out who you people are, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to expose you. Just like Tom Stillings, Tom Norton, others that are trying to lead this coup d'etat against her. Yeah, well, our state committee members are going to hear from us. I'm going to make it my mission in life for the next 2 weeks before this state committee meeting on Saturday, December 2nd. Actually, a week from this Saturday. I can't believe it's coming this quick. Thanksgiving on Thursday. We won't be here, but we'll be back on the mic on Friday after Thanksgiving, and you're going to know the names by then. I'm making it my mission to find out who these people are. And then the following week, we will be calling state committee members. It'll be after Thanksgiving. It'll be after Black Friday sales. It'll start on Monday, November 27th. It will run all week long. I will be giving out names and phone numbers of state committee members in our listening area and across the state of Michigan. These two people, Andy Seabolt and this Bree, whatever the heck her last name is, from the 2nd Congressional District, one person in Macomb County, I've been told, and a few down in the 6th. Yeah, well, you're going to put up a vote of no confidence and it's going to fail. When it fails, that's going to be a mandate to get behind Christina Crammel. I'm going to reach out to Patrick Kolbeck. He knows a lot about what's going on in this fight. And we're going to have him on the show next week. Final hour of today's show. I got some news from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis.